From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle to liberate the city. They say they are fearful to venture out because Islamic State militants who have taken over the city have become more brutal and unpredictable in their behavior. The general running the coalition's ground campaign in Iraq is urging government forces not to rush into the city, but to put unrelenting pressure on the enemy until he breaks.
I expect they're not going to let the Iraqis just walk into the city and establish a foothold. So I expect there'll be some level of defense there.
Major General Gary Valesky spoke to reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday. The international charity Save the Children says thousands of people have fled the Mosul area. The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rodskoy said a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours longer than originally planned, to allow civilians and rebels to safely leave the city's eastern side. Leaders of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France gathered Wednesday in Berlin for talks aimed at reestablishing the stalled Minsk peace agreement. The agreement was aimed at reaching a political settlement for eastern Ukraine. Amid escalating tensions between the West and Russia, German Chancellor Angela Merkel invited Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, and French President François Hollande to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk agreement. This is VOA News.